It's The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. One of the few good news stories out of the March 22nd Oso mudslide was the helicopter rescue of a four-year-old boy. His name, Jacob Spillers. You might have seen the viral video shot from the helicopter as men are pulling the boy from the slide and hauling him up to safety. Well, the Snohomish County Sheriff's Office helicopter rescue team was instrumental in that rescue and the rescue of seven other people. This was before humans and search dogs could safely navigate the treacherous terrain. Bo Beckner is a reserve deputy and crew chief of the Snowhawk 10 helicopter rescue team. His job was to watch and communicate what was happening at the scene of the landslide to the helicopter pilot. He told me today that his crew was about to take off for a training drill near Snohomish when they got the emergency call about the Oso slide.
We were told by one of the search and rescue deputies that there had been a mudslide up on 530 and that it was blocking the road. They said possibly there might be somebody stranded near a building or something. So we didn't really have any idea of the magnitude of what we were going to at that time.
Do you recall your thoughts as the helicopter arrived on the scene and you could look down and see this whole mountain slide?
Yeah, we flew in from the south end of the slide there up over one of the peaks. And as we came across the peak, I remember looking down and thinking, well, what are we looking at here? Because initially you just didn't really understand as to the orientation of what you were looking at because the highway was no longer there and the river was no longer there. I mean, it was just wiped out. And so I remember thinking, well, we're going to need a lot more people than us at first.
Mm-hmm. How long were you over the site before you saw the first person that you were going to go to try to get out of there?
It had to have been less than 5 minutes for sure because we saw people immediately. I recall one person standing on top of a roof, or a piece of a roof. The house wasn't there, of course. And then we immediately saw two other subjects sort of sitting on the east side of the slide closest to where the river was now backing up in a sort of mud-water mix, if you will, sitting on top of debris. And it wasn't a large piece of debris. It was just pieces. And so we immediately went to those people first. That was right away.
You know, a lot of us have seen this very dramatic video of the rescue of Jacob Spillers, this four-year-old boy. Could you talk about how you saw him and how you were able to pull him to safety?
Sure. We were notified that there was a subject that needed to be extracted from the slide area on the west side, closest to 530. And so we had just dropped off one of our rescue technicians down to that location with some gear to get that patient packaged up. And we're sort of backing away from that area. And as we came around, we had noticed that there were two men that were sort of throwing pieces of plywood out in front of them. They would take a piece of plywood, walk across it, throw, and then take the one behind them and throw it in front of them. They just kept repeating, and they were heading out into the middle of the mud, and we didn't know where they were going. And then that's when we spotted the little boy down in the mud down there. So those two guys that were heading out there were sort of the initial gateway for us to see where that kid was.
Did you both arrive at the boy at about the same time?
We did, yeah. As we sort of discussed in the aircraft, what's the best way to get down to the kid down there? Is it, are we going to hoist somebody down to them? Is it easier for us to just hover down to them? What method are we going to remove them with? And so we decided at that time that it would just be easiest for us to low hover, as we call it. And basically, it's a one-foot hover off the ground to get to a location where we could put off our rescue technicians to get to the boy.
So you went right down to the top of the slide. You were just about a foot above it to get your rescue person off the helicopter and to the boy?
Correct, yeah. So we decided that it was easiest for us to put our rescue technician on top of kind of a large hunk that was off to the side and far enough away from the boy that it wasn't over the top of him, if you will. And so the two men that were going out to him actually reached him roughly the same time as our rescue technician jumped out.
So your rescue technician is on the ground. You're hovering overhead. Two men have gotten to the boy and kind of extracted him from the muck. What happened next?
At that point, he tried to pull him out of the mud. Poor guy lost his pants. That's how, you know, sticky the mud was. Just came right out. And the rescue technician threw a rope to the man and then sort of pulled himself towards the rescue tech and then handed the boy off to Randy Fay, our rescue technician at that time. So Randy hoisted the boy up to me, and I grabbed onto him and turned and just sat him right on my seat. And I just held onto him until we could get one of the men into the aircraft, and then also Randy could get back into the aircraft.
What kind of shape was he in?
He seemed to be relatively okay. I'm sure he was shocked as anybody else was at that time.
You train and practice for these kinds of rescues all the time, but in this particular event, did you have to improvise at all? Did you come upon conditions that you had not practiced for that you had to figure out?
Well, we do. We train a lot. This situation wasn't much different in terms of the steps we take each and every time. It's a very systematic approach that we take to every rescue. The difference this time was just the fact that we had one rescue after the next, after the next, after the next. And generally, most of our rescues are maybe two patients at most up in a mountain somewhere, you know, hikers, climbers, they get hurt. And so you go in, extract the person, and move on. In this case, it was just one after the next, after the next.
What kind of impact did it have on you and your crew when you finally finished with this flurry of action and landed and you realized your part of the effort was over?
I don't know that it necessarily hit me or us. I guess I'll speak for myself. It probably didn't really hit me until I left the area to go back to my normal job on Tuesday.
How did it hit you?
You just start realizing how big of a situation this was. And I guess I was a full-time deputy for 10 years. So I've dealt with a lot of situations in which you see things and deal with situations that most average people wouldn't. And this wasn't all that different, but just on a much larger scale.
Bo Beckner, Reserve Deputy and Crew Chief with his Snohomish County Sheriff's Office Helicopter Rescue Team. That helicopter rescue division helped eight people on the ground get out of the Oso mudslide on that first day. The helicopter rescue unit is slated to lose all of its funding by the end of this calendar year. I'm Ross Reynolds with David Hyde. This is The Record.